Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Sheffield Live turns 25 this year, and to celebrate, we're having a party at Hagler's Corner with Sheffield Live DJs, past and present, including Platinum Plates, Mid-Afternoon Memories, Latino Times, The Night Train, The Breakdown, Two Foot Left, Spinning Jazz, and then also Dub Central, Junglist Alliance and Deep Groove. It's Friday 19th of September, down at Hagler's Corner, £6 on the door. Come and celebrate 25 years of Sheffield Live. Thank you.
if you weren't awake at the top of the show, I'm sure you are now. That was Birmingham-based 12-piece magnificent band The Destroyers, who released their fourth album early next week. It is called Argonaut, and from it you heard the opening track, Sedansko Horo, a wonderful band mixing European, Balkan, klezmer, and everything in between, a fantastic sound. To start the program off, I'm James Fagan. I've got so much new music to play today, I can't wait. And as I mentioned in the introduction, I also have a fascinating interview with Owen Spafford and Louis Campbell about their new album. But before we do that, let's have some classic folk from singer-songwriter from Scotland, Sheila MacDonald. This is Crusoe.
Yourself, have you been here before? Are they your footprints there below you? You've been this way so many times, oh, you know the road that lies before you. And you just say there's nothing for you, there's nothing you can alter. And your words, they've lost the power to touch those who can help.
Dream. shadow of a track there. One summer's evening, you and me, cider with Rosie. Sun in the green, the grass seed breaking free to bury itself in my past, a late summer's dream.
The fourth album by Liverpool fiddle player, singer-songwriter and general amazing person Mikey Kenny. The album is called Tiny Little Light. That was the opening track, which is called Scarecrow Festival. And in Mikey's own words, this is an album of original material and the culmination of 10 years of attempting to create harmony between the two sides of his musical personality. That is the experimental, psychedelic, freak, folk, alternative singer-songwriter and the informed, rooted and academic traditional fiddle player. Well, Mikey, it's a brilliant record and I can't wait to play more of it on the program. Fluke, the great band, are about to celebrate their 30th anniversary. Well, they are in the middle of celebrating their 30th anniversary with a tour, and they will be in Sheffield at the Octagon Theatre. And don't miss them when they're there. They're on Wednesday, the 19th of November. So get your tickets. From their new album, which is called Sanju, here is Cody and the Burning Lion. Here's Fluke.
pretty girl I very seldom wanted. In courting of a pretty girl, I own it was my folly. And I would venture all my life just for me pretty Molly. Whiskey in the jar. I dreamed of pretty Molly. I saw the Colonel Powers and four stout able fellows. I flew to me pistols, but found I was mistaken. And out flashed the water like a prisoner I was taken. Soldiers and I loudly did call. Many have I robbed, but never yet killed any. And now I must die on the plains of Kilkenny.
Thank you.
That's The Ha. The Ha is spelt with a double A. If you haven't seen them before, you have a chance to catch them on tour. And they'll be coming to Sheffield, presented by Live at Sam's. And Sam Hindley says hello. He's back from Canada, and you'll have the pleasure of his company again with me next week here on Sheffield Lives. Thank goodness it's folk. But Sam has urged me to let you all know that on the 19th of October, The Ha will be appearing at the Greystones, presented by Live at Sam's, and you mustn't miss them. A fantastic band combining Irish music with a really interesting sensibility, as you just heard on their version of Whiskey in the Jar. On their new album, which is called Where Old Ghosts Meet, you'll recognise all of the titles. They are bog-standard Irish classic songs, things like The Wild Rover and Whiskey in the Jar. But when you hear them reinterpreted like this, they breathe new life into them, and they really are fantastic. We hope to talk to at least one of the members of The Ha on the programme next week to tell you about the album and to tell you about their tour. New music as well now from Katie Spencer, who grew up near Hull and has become a national treasure already. She's a fantastic singer-songwriter and an amazing guitar player. We interviewed Katie last year on the program. It may even be the year before, the time does fly, but she has a brand new record about to come out on October the 3rd called What Love Is. It is, from what I have heard so far, a work of extreme majesty and grace, with echoes in her playing of so many people, but mainly herself. Katie Spencer is coming to Sheffield, but she's sold out. Her gig at the Cafe Number 9 is sold out, but she has a tour throughout October and November across the UK. Do catch her on tour. A wonderful artist indeed. And I want to play you a track from the new record, which she says is one of several songs she's written on the topic of adoption. But she says in this instance, she thinks she's finally got the most direct lyric about the topic of adoption that she's ever come up with. It is a beautiful song, and it is called It Was Then That I Knew Love. So Katie Spencer from her new album, What Love Is, out on October the 3rd.
Given the name, when the name it changed again, well, it was then that I knew love, and it existed beyond blood. When I was held beyond blood.
Well, the band are from Scotland. They are called Starin, and I am in love with this record. It's called Gold from Ruins, and I still haven't played you any of the tracks with Kim Carney as lead singer, but that was another instrumental from the record called Matters. And don't forget, speaking of new music, that in the second half of today's program, I speak to the incredible duo Spafford Campbell about their new record, and I can't wait for that, but you are going to have to wait for the second half to hear that interview, because I want to play it to you in full and not break it up. So we'll wait for the second half to talk to Owen Spafford and Louis Campbell about their brilliant new record. In the meantime, I am really loving playing you new music, and I'm going to keep doing that now with a song that originates not far from here, collected from the great Lincolnshire farm bailiff and folk singer Joseph Taylor, who absolutely without question is one of the most important source singers in English folk song, collected by Percy Granger, an Australian, which links to the next artist. She's Australian too. She's Ruth Hazelton, and we have been playing each single as it comes out from her new record, which is released at the end of September. The album is called Heron Bones, and I noticed that Ruth got the first copies of the vinyl delivered to her house in Melbourne this week, and it looks brilliant, Ruth. Congratulations on the record. Can't wait for people to get hold of it. Do order yourself a copy from Bandcamp. In the meantime, as well as the Australian material on the album and the traditional material sourced from elsewhere, here's a song from just down the road from Ruth Hazelton. This is Rufford Park Poachers.
Against the poachers and their cause, no man there would dare defy the rich man's laws. Oh, poacher bold, as I unfold, keep up your gallant heart. Think about those poachers bold that night in Rufford Park. Then the keepers, they began the fray with stones and with poachers started, oh, they quickly turned their tails. Oh, poacher bold, as I unfold, keep up your gallant heart. Think about those poachers bold that night in Rufford Park. Then upon the ground we the head keep Robert Slay. He never will rise up until the final judgment day. Oh, coach of all, as I unfold, keep up your gallant heart. Think about those poachers bold that night in Rutherford Park, and of all that band who made a stand to set a net or snare. Four men brought before the court and tried for murder there. Oh, poacher bold, as I unfold, keep up your gallant heart. Think about those poachers bold that night in Rutherford Park. And the judge, he said, for Robert's death transported, you must be to serve a term of 14 years in convict slavery. Oh, poacher bold, my tale is told, keep up your gallant heart. Think about those poachers bold at night in Rutherford Park.
Yeah.
Kate Bush, Cloud Busting from Hounds of Love, which came out this week 40 years ago, would you believe? And I sent that out to a few people. First of all, Frank Birtwistle, who posted this week that that album remains his number one masterpiece. It's an incredible record, isn't it, Frank? Send that out to you. Also to Lisa Bradley, who was in her university days the founder of the official Kate Bush fan club and has been seen running festival sessions across the country over the summer, and just had her birthday the other day. Happy birthday, Lisa Bradley. I hope you enjoyed that. And also to Steve Parry and Ian Roberts, massive Kate Bush fans. Right then, I think it's time for this week's Fiddler's Green. Do you remember that segment? This is the songs that you've been sending in that sound like they might be traditional, but in fact we know exactly who wrote them. But we better have the jingle first. Fiddler's Green. I'm sure that's traditional.
Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green.
Well, this week's is one I've been wanting to play for you for ages. It was the suggestion of Joan Crump from Hartlepool Folk Festival. Hello, Joan and John. I hope it's all your preparations are going well for Hartlepool Festival at the beginning of October. Joan suggested The Shoals of Herring by Ewan McColl. It is such a wonderful and ubiquitous folk song. It's hard to believe it is written in some of our lifetimes. It was first broadcast as part of Singing the Fishing, one of the original radio ballad series on BBC. First broadcast on August the 16th, 1960, and Ewan wrote the song based on the life of Sam Lana, a fisherman and traditional singer from Norfolk in England. Well, he was from Winterton on Sea, actually. It's an amazing song, isn't it? And it is just, it's been recorded by so many, but the version I've chosen today, led by Luke Kelly and the Dubliners, is one of my very favourites.
With our nets and gear, we're fed. On the wild and wasteful ocean, it's out there on the deep we harvest and reap our bread. As we hunt the bonny shoals of the herring. Oh, it was a fine and a pleasant day. Out of Yarmouth Harbour I was faring, as a cabin boy on a sailing lugger. Hunted for the shoals of herring. We left the home grounds in the month of June, and for canny shields we soon were bearing, with 100 crown of the silver darlings that we'd taken from the shoals of herring. Stormy seas and the living gales, just to earn your daily bread, your faring, from the Dover Straits till the Faroe Islands, and your hunting for the shoals of herring. Well, I
shoals of herring. Your net rope man now, boy, you're on the move, and you're learning all about seafaring. That's your education, scraps of navigation, as you hunt the bunny shoals of herring. Night and day, the seas were dead.
James Fagan with you on Thank Goodness It's Folk. We've got another whole hour after this. I'm just going to take a short station break, and then I will be back with Spafford Campbell talking about their extraordinary record, Tomorrow Held. But before that, I'd like to play you one more track from the outstanding new album from Mikey Kenny. This is a joyous piece of music altogether called The Doing of the Bee. From Mikey's new album, Tiny Little Light. Don't go away.
And nothing to me, the doing of the bee, the doing of the bee.